bike to school May 25th from Bewley Center to Longfellow, and they also promote tours in Muncie. We just recently, two Saturdays ago, we had a bike ride with the mayor where we had a group of people show up. We drove around the city, saw some of our development projects and some of our new initiatives, and it's working very well. Back on the Bike Muncie, back there, Kyle has handouts that has the bicycle lanes in the city of Muncie, different other opportunities to participate if you'd like to. And then if you'd like to, you can take one of these tags, put it on your bicycle helmet. You got to have your helmet on. Put it on your bicycle helmet. And if you stop someplace that honors this, they'll give you a discount. Right, Kyle? That's right. Yeah. My grandson's got one on his helmet, don't you, CJ? Yeah. Yes, you do. Yeah. And something that is very exciting to me, ladies and gentlemen. You know, when we did our first report in 2013 for a state of the city, we announced that the previous year, for the first time in Muncie's history, we created 7 miles of bicycle lanes. We've worked extremely hard creating more bicycle lanes and better cycling access in our community. Last year, through the hard work of the committee, we obtained, what was it last year? Honorable mention, that's right, honorable mention last year for a bicycle-friendly community. We just was notified earlier this week that Muncie has now bumped up to a bronze-level bicycle-friendly community, and that's really, really exciting, ladies and gentlemen, because it gives us a great opportunity to promote that and to promote it with a fantastic university like we have with Ball State University. Dr. King is here, the president, right now, and their new strategic master plan talks about better connecting our community, Ball State connecting their community to the city of Muncie, the city of Muncie connecting to them, and they're expanding cycling opportunities out there. My guess is that next year we'll even get a better rating. You've heard me talk for 4 years, ladies and gentlemen, how important these initiatives and focuses are and how they link to quality of place and quality of life. And I will argue every day that they do. And it's important, that type of investment back into our community. And it's important for us to be able to tie all that in to show developers and investors that we know what we're doing and we're willing to invest in Muncie if you're willing to invest in Muncie and to partner with us. And I'll get into some of that before our closing. I've talked a lot about what our city departments and community partners work to provide on a daily basis. One of the things that you'll see on your screen right there is a picture of downtown Muncie. Vicki Veach and Cheryl Crowder are here with the Muncie Downtown Development Partnership, and they just do a fantastic job on promoting the city of Muncie. Yeah. 98% of the residential occupancy in downtown Muncie, ladies and gentlemen, is occupied. 82, that is a woo. Yes, that is a woo. 82% of the commercial and retail downtown is occupied. The second and third floors, ladies and gentlemen, is over 85% occupied. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist when you look at that and the $1.3 million in private investment so far in 2016. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to say, you know what, we need to be investing in this area. We need to find a ways that we can continue to grow and bring housing and more retail space and more commercial space into this area of our central city that we can use to branch out into the rest of our community. We had 21 new businesses open in 2015 downtown. And is David George here by any chance with Grange Insurance? David is a downtown insurance company, and David had the vision for the One Muncie sign that we brought in last year. And it gets used all over the city of Muncie by different agencies. Yep. The city of Muncie has invested a lot of money heavily with the streetscape which we think is going, when it's done, and it should all be done this year, right, Phil Tevis? I saw you in here someplace. Yeah. It should all be done this year, weather permitting, and there's nothing that jumps out from underneath us, underneath the pavement. The city of Muncie, from Cannon Commons down to Main Street, the sidewalks and the street will all be 100% handicapped, ADA accessible, and around the hotel and up High Street in a way that had never been done before in Muncie's history. And that's something that we should all be very proud of, especially when we look at what we're doing with the Disability Training Center and with the Hillcroft Center. We're putting in new infrastructure with roads and signage, and I have to tell you that a lot of that would not be successful today if we hadn't had a great partnership and work with the Muncie Sanitary District. And I see Bill Smith, Joe Evans, and Mike Klein are here, the board members, with their partnership and putting together a CSO separation program from the hotel to the river, ladies and gentlemen, that has completely eliminated the flooding in downtown Muncie. They've also done a great job getting out into other areas of the city with to remove flooding. They're doing great work all over the city of Muncie, and what I appreciate so much and what they're doing, and I've said it more than once, is not only are they doing great work underground, they're doing great work above ground. They're putting in watershed areas, they're putting in parks, they're putting in piers into White River and areas. They're doing some things that are very, very special, and they're playing an extremely important role in new development. Community development has been such a great asset to our community, ladies and gentlemen. In 2015, we had 23 new home rehabilitations, $400,000 in neighborhood paving in the Old West End and Thomas Park Avondale neighborhoods, 15 very great projects with local nonprofits, and that continues to grow and get stronger every year. In our parks and recreation, last year we had over 200 kids participating in our soccer programming that we took over from Muncie Community Schools when they started having to deal with the budget challenges that they were dealing with. Harvey Wright, my park superintendent, came to me last year and he said, I've got an idea, Mayor, I'd like to talk to you about it. And I said, what is it, Harvey? And he said, I'd like to try a summer baseball program again. He said, Muncie hasn't had one for years. And I said, take a shot at it and see what you can do. So they met with the Unity Center. They met with a lot of good people throughout the community. We had over 500 kids sign up for summer league baseball in the city of Muncie, ladies and gentlemen. That all the community centers will have an opportunity. Their kids will have an opportunity to participate, the Boys and Girls Club. Everybody will have an opportunity to participate. They went out, found an old electronic scoreboard that they were able to clean up. Heacon Park will have its first electronic scoreboard out there for them kids when they're out there. They're going to have co-ed softball this year for the first time in 2016. Something else that we're very proud to announce is we've put together a funding package that in July there will be new playground equipment going into Westside Park. And Westside Park was the one park with previous grants that did not qualify because of their income levels. So we're very, very happy that we were able to be able to find the funding to get that done, and that will go in July. So if you live out in that Westside neighborhood, if you're missing a piece of playground equipment in July, please be careful because we'll be getting your new equipment installed. Cornerstone Park. This is something that I'm just so proud of. Most of you remember what Main and Madison looked like 3 years ago. It was a vacated old dry cleaning that had underground storage tanks. There just wasn't anything there that anybody could take any pride in whatsoever. Working with a lot of great people, CEP, Ball Brothers Foundation, Community Foundation, George and Francis Ball Foundation, J. Crew, Muncie Redevelopment Commission, Muncie Arts and Culture Council and Project One are the fantastic young men that developed the artwork. That is a beautiful, beautiful park today, ladies and gentlemen, that we will be having our christening of that the first week in June. One of the things that you can't see that's on here, but if you take the chance and you have the chance to go and look at it, one of the things when we were talking to the foundations, some of the foundations wanted a presence of Ball State University there, which made good sense to me. And I wasn't quite sure what would work or what wouldn't work, but I got to remembering, you know, if you remember the history of Muncie and if you remember the history of Emmons Auditorium, when Emmons Auditorium was built, the citizens in Muncie, that many of them worked in factories that aren't here anymore today, they did payroll deductions to help Ball State University build Emmons Auditorium. Those men and women that worked in them factories, my father included, put up half the money to build Emmons Auditorium. So if you get a chance, go over there and look, because embedded in the concrete is a beautiful rendering of Emmons Auditorium recognizing the men and women that helped build Emmons Auditorium. Now, I think that's pretty special. When visitors come into our community, they're also for the christening, or we hope it'll be up there and it'll be ready, there will also be a little sign there that you can do, and I don't quite understand how you do it, but you take it with your iPhone and you can scan a code. It will give you the history and the story of the creation of and construction of Emmons Auditorium. I guess what means so much to me and a lot of us that have been here all our lives, when you have grandchildren or children, someday they're going to be able to take their kids through there and they can say, wow, look there, your great-grandpa, Ron Jones, helped build that Emmons Auditorium. And I think that's what Muncie wants to be all about. Matter of fact, I know that's what Muncie wants to be all about, is inclusion and everybody working together to get some pretty, pretty cool things done. And I hope you agree with me, and you know, and if you don't, it's okay. But yeah, I hope that you agree that Muncie needs to continue to focus on key areas that we can bring art into our community and bring that culture into our community, that not just all of us that are here today get the chance to appreciate that, but we drill it down to our kids and we give them the opportunity to participate and see things that are very special, that without us providing that, they may never have that opportunity. They may never have that opportunity to participate in that art at home. But if we are making it available throughout our community, imagine what that does. I had the opportunity the other day to read an article, and the article was Why Building Arts-Based Communities is So Important for Your Economic Development. And as I started to read it, I looked at the first paragraph. And here's what that first paragraph said. Not every city will have a beautiful waterfront or a strong public transportation system or a major university. But every single community has people who can sing and dance and tell stories. And I thought, you know, that's pretty cool. Sing and dance and tell stories. And then all at once it hit me. We have a major university. We have a great public transportation system. Once we kick that riverfront development into high gear and everything, we're going to have all those. We're already ahead of the curve, which tells me that Muncie can do this, and that Muncie wants to do it, and that Muncie is willing to do it. And I think that that is so important to us. Some of the things that we've started in partnership with the Muncie Arts and Culture Council and other community organizations is last year we had our first ever Mayor's Arts Awards. And I know when they started it out, Dr. Bailey's on that committee and others, they thought, man, if we can get 15 or 20 people to be nominated, that's going to be pretty cool. And I believed in Utah. We had over 75 nominations. And it celebrates arts and artists in our community. And there's some very important people that are on that and a part of our Muncie Arts and Culture Council. And I think Sherry Contos is here. I thought I saw you, Sherry. And is Betty Brewer here? Hey, Betty, go Minnetrista. Yeah. Thank you for being here. So, until you saw a child, ladies and gentlemen, and so many of the people that are here today from our community centers and outreach programs for kids that are less fortunate, until you have the opportunity to work with a child that doesn't have that opportunity at home, you don't realize the worth of it. And then how it makes you feel that, wow, I got to do something really special with a kid today that maybe they wouldn't have ever had the opportunity to do if we hadn't had the opportunity to do that. Our animal care and control, and Phil Peckinpah is here today with our Muncie Animal Shelter. That's a partnership with the Delaware County. And I could tell you, ladies and gentlemen, without a doubt, that's probably one of the most successful animal care and control programs in the state of Indiana. It is now recognized as a model. And with the new state-of-the-art shelter that we're building out on Reagan Road, it's going to be even better. It's going to have a hazardous waste system, an intake system, and so many important things within that building that we couldn't have over on Garkey Street. And it's just a great, great, great opportunity. Our euthanasia rate right now for healthy animals is 0%. And when we took office in 2012, it was over 70%, and today it's at 0%. Phil has created a junior officer patrol program, and he continues to expand the educational programs. And it's just it's a great asset to our community. A couple other things I'd like to talk on before I wrap up here that's important with the work our departments do are the partnerships and programs we have been working together with the foundations and our local not-for-profits. One of those is our Fresh Meals program, and Bob Ball, who is here and blessed us at the start. Your leadership with Inside Out, Bob, and what you've been able to do is amazing. You know, we have so many children, ladies and gentlemen, in our community that are still food insecure, and it's certainly not their fault. 2015, Bob and I kicked off a program, a partnership program, and I think we put in $40,000, wasn't it? And that $40,000, we were able to serve 68,000 hot meals to kids at our community centers, Boys and Girls Club. Micah, you're here someplace too, aren't you? Micah Maxwell. We're a partner again this year. I know that Muncie Community Schools has expanded their food service program for this summer. I'm not quite sure exactly how all that relationship is going to work out, but I'm sure we'll get it worked out and we'll make sure that all of our kids have an opportunity to have a good meal. The Buy Five program, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get caught up here. I'm sorry. Yeah. I knew when I said that and I saw Tom Kinghorn frown and I wasn't in the right page. Yeah. The Buy Five program, ladies and gentlemen, I think is so important to our community and our community's future. You know, we continue to invest in the future of our children, birth through age five and beyond. Not just because it's the right thing to do, we have to for the future of all of our children to have an equal opportunity to succeed. Early childhood education is one of the most important investments our community can make. And Tom, thank you so much for your service. And Carrie, is Carrie here today? Carrie, you here somewhere? Thank you, Carrie. And thank you for continuing to lead the charge for that. And the Buy Five Committee with Tom and Carrie and others, and we've been very blessed to be able to assist them to help promote. It's June the 7th. June the 7th, there's a great program that's free at here at the convention center. And if you have the time to come over and spend today, it will educate you on the importance of early education and how important that is to our children. We've got to give our children the opportunity to become successful as early and as quickly as we can in their lives. If we don't, too soon we lose them. And once we lose them, it's extremely difficult to ever get them back, regardless of what their age is. So if you get the chance, come out and take a look at it. In addition to valuing our educational opportunities and assets, we do whatever we can to continue to ensure that Muncie is a welcoming, diverse community that's open to everyone that wishes to be a part of our community. Through our Human Rights Commission, led by Yvonne Thompson and the City Council, we've expanded the Human Rights Code to eliminate discrimination here in the city of Muncie based on disability, gender orientation, or veteran status in 2015. Another issue that the City Council took on last year was the adoption of the City Council, or earlier this year, I'm sorry, the adoption of a City Council resolution to support and show support for our Muslim Islamic community and also speak out on hate speeches and act those types of actions in the city of Muncie, again, wanting to promote and let everybody know that they're part of this community and we welcome in this community and we celebrate diversity in our community. The city of Muncie has had a great opportunity, ladies and gentlemen, over the last 2 years to partner with the Islamic Center, the community centers, and other faith-based centers, and other centers that just want to bring peace and hope and prosperity to our community. And we will open our parks. We will open our city hall doors. We will open whatever our resources are to promote that type of hope and peace and caring for each other in our great community. Here are some of the nuts and bolts of what we've really been trying to do, ladies and gentlemen, and I wanted to hold it closer to the end. We've had a challenge from the day we took office in how we deal with unemployment and creating and retaining jobs. Today, our unemployment rate is at 6.3%. That is higher than what the state's is, but it's 5 points lower than what it was in 2011. So we're getting better. The worth of that, and what I want to share with you is, we have created this last year 1,563 new jobs in the city of Muncie. 1,563 new jobs in the city of Muncie. Many of those jobs have been jobs that have been created from existing businesses. And I'm very happy to say, and I'm very pleased to say in our partnerships, we partner any way we can through our Muncie Redevelopment Commission, the Chamber of Commerce, and all of our economic development partners in working with our local businesses to continue to retain and create jobs any way that we can. I happen to believe that they're our home runs. They are truly our home runs. The people that have invested in our community and are willing to continue to invest in our community in those ways, they are truly our home runs. I believe by valuing all of our citizens in our great city, we are continuing to prepare the way for greater development of quality of place and quality of life in our city. And one of the things that I'm extremely pleased to report, for 2015, we had $390,000 in new building permits. That's a 7.2% increase over 2014. I want to say that again. We had $390,000 in new building permits. That's a 7.2% increase over 2014. That equates to $77 million in commercial and residential development in 2015. $77 million in commercial and residential development in 2015. That tells me that Muncie truly is moving in the right direction. You're looking at a picture of the Muncie Energy Park, Kisselman Trailhead. This is a vision, ladies and gentlemen, that has been talked about just a couple months ago here at the convention center. We had a meeting and brought all the partners together to talk about it. What this is an incredible collaboration of partners, political, non-political, private, public entities, government agencies at all levels that have been years in the making. Muncie Energy Park private development, Kisselman Trailhead, a levee recertification, and the state rebuilding Jackson Street Bridge. Gearbox is a new development project along Madison Street in a building that has sat vacant for years that is now allowing Muncie to take advantage of the entrepreneurial talent that we have in our community. It allows Muncie to think of economic development in a different way than we have in the past and be on the forefront of a makers movement in our community. A mixture of private enterprise, educational programming, and creative placemaking, establishment of a sustainable Muncie Board of Directors has done a great job in leading the effort, and are here today as members of the board. I see Scott Truax is here, John Fallon is here, I think Sherry Contos is here, and if there's any other board members, please put your hand up. I'd like to thank you for your service to our community. Thank you. This partnership wouldn't be successful, ladies and gentlemen, without Ball State University and local foundations. It's a mixture of private enterprise, educational programming, and creative placemaking that has all been made possible through the establishment of Sustainable Muncie. Ladies and gentlemen, these are the types of high-quality public-private partnerships that we continue to work together to find the resources necessary to redevelop our central city and our surrounding areas that will improve our quality of place and life, that will attract more residents to this area and throughout our great city. These initiatives will increase residential population that will add the extra benefit of helping Muncie Community Schools increase their student enrollment. As you well know, increases in student enrollment will allow them to deal with some of their more challenging issues around their budgets and also provide additional financial benefits to the city of Muncie. These are all visions, and they're all programs that are moving forward in a very positive way. What we hope to create with all of these community stakeholders and partners that you see here and others, not just in our community, but outside our community and in the state and outside the state and maybe even beyond the waters of this country that may want to invest money in the city of Muncie. And we think as we continue to move forward, we'll be able to do that. In closing, ladies and gentlemen, I'd just like to simply say I've lived in Muncie all my life. Never have I seen the amount of energy and collaboration in this city as I do right now. In years past, I have emphasized the amount of partnerships that this city has been able to build. And now it is just far too many for me to stand up here and try to mention, because if I do, I'm going to miss somebody, and I don't ever want to do that. From Ball State University, though, to our foundations and all the work they do, to the nonprofits that work on a shoestring budget, to better the lives of our children and our landscape, as public officials, we can build, we can invest, we can pave, and we can try to make our community an attractive place to live and work and play, and we will. But it is the people in this great community that make Muncie the great city that it is. And it is you who are out there making the differences that will make a difference for generations to come. I'd like to just say a little story about a very good friend of mine that can't be with me today. And I know there's a lot of you in this room that know him, and he's Pastor Willie Jackson. And Pastor Willie Jackson is a very special man and been a leader in this community for years, ladies and gentlemen. And he's been a great mentor to my family and I through his faith and his belief in this community. And he told me something in 2012 when I was having a bad day. And I've shared this story with some. And it was just a bad day. And I told him, I said, man, Pastor, I don't feel right. I just don't feel right. And he told me, he said, Mayor, he said, God will never put anything on your shoulder that you can't handle. Keep your head up. Believe in yourself. Put your faith in him, and you'll be fine. I say that today, ladies and gentlemen, in closing, because I believe that's as important today as it was in 2012. And I have my head up. Muncie's moving in the right direction. I'm the mayor of Muncie. I love Muncie. Muncie is moving in the right direction. Will I make mistakes? Sure I will. Will legislative leaders like the city council at time maybe make mistakes? Sure they will. We all do. Whether it's in private life or public life, we all do. The issue is, if you keep that on your shoulder and you move forward with a smile on your face and you continue to bring people together, Muncie will be a better Muncie. I've seen what Muncie's done in 4.5 years, ladies and gentlemen, and it's amazing. And it's amazing because of the people in this room and the 70,000 other people that are waiting out there for something else good to happen to them. Working together, we can do that. Thank all of you for being here today. Thank you for what you do for our community. God bless all of you. God bless Muncie. God bless America. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Thank you, Mayor Tyler, for all that you are doing to lead our great city. To conclude our program is the president of the Muncie Common Council, Councilman Jerry Dishman, with final remarks.
I'd like to thank everybody for coming out today. My name is Jerry Dishman. I'm the president of the Muncie City Council. On the behalf of Muncie Common Council, I would like to thank Mayor Tyler for his report. I also would like to thank J.D. Schrock for being a great MC tonight. And I also would like to thank the Hometown Orchestra for playing tonight. Their music is very relaxing. I really like listening to them. Mayor Tyler, you have encouraged us to be optimistic in the process as a community. Your courage to take risk in addressing community problems has led to accomplishments of great important gold all across our great community. A good leader has to sometimes be a risk taker, and you have the courage to change and do some things differently, which has brought a renewed energy into Muncie. I believe that there is no better way to re-energize a community within success, measured improvements, positive energy, and great leadership. On the behalf of Muncie City Council and the citizens of Muncie, we thank you for your 2016 State of City Report. We receive it with gratitude and say, job well done. And with that, it is my honor to conclude the program, and thank you for coming out tonight, and be safe going home, And may God bless you, and may God bless our city and the United States of America 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 and the United States.